Everybody, hi everyone. I'm George Mossy. Welcome to the George Mossy Show. We're gonna talk some Happily Ever After, episode 15. We just watched. Kara and I are gonna do a little recap with you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. It's a long weekend, so I hope everybody's gonna be enjoying their long weekend. So what's up, Jal? Kara's here. Let's see. How's everybody's weekend? Happy Sunday. Tomorrow is a holiday. I don't remember which one, but tomorrow's a holiday. I know that for a fact. Hey, Lana.
What's Hi.
Kara.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to see you. I know last time we tried this, we had all types of issues. So I'm so glad to see you here.
I know. It's working.
It's working. Right. I know. So how was your weekend?
I've had a very busy week.
I know. I've heard you've had a very eventful week, but I heard some good news, so I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh, Columbus Day. Thank you, Jella. I couldn't, for the life of me, I was like, I know it's a holiday. I don't remember which day.
Wait, is that why there was no diaries on Friday?
Well, no, I think Columbus Day is tomorrow.
Why was there no diaries on Friday?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out for the whole weekend, and I haven't been able to figure it out. I don't know why there was no diaries. I don't know, because no holiday, there was no explanation. And I want to say that someone said that it's also not on next week. So
it better be. Mama's getting impatient over here.
Yeah, because we haven't seen your episode yet. I don't know what's going on. There was no explanation, and it didn't land on a holiday. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow in Canada. Oh, so you guys have you guys have a holiday too in Canada. Okay. But yeah, I don't know why it didn't air here in the USA. There was no warning. No. They didn't say when the last episode came on, it didn't say in 2 weeks or in three. It didn't say any of that. So I have no explanation. A lot of people have messaged me. They're like, what's going on with Diaries? Did it get canceled? I was like, well, absolutely not. It didn't get canceled. I don't know why they're skipping this week and next week. Because like we're going to be going into Thanksgiving soon, so we're going to be skipping weeks for shows as well. So I don't know why they chose to do that. But this episode was episode 15 of Happily Ever After. It's painful to get through. I know. It's kind of like a chore. Like, you know how you have to mop the floor? Or, for instance, I need to vacuum the upstairs hallway. It's getting...
I need to take the toilet.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like I'm adding it to my chore list. Like, oh, I got to watch Happily Ever After. And I really want to put it off. Like, I don't want to vacuum, but I have to. So I feel like it's getting to that point. So anything happened on this episode that was interesting for you? Like, I'm just curious.
There was quite a bit, actually. I can't say interesting. I use that term very loosely. But this shit with Jasmine... I just cannot. It's not even the shit with Jasmine. It's the shit Jasmine says. Like, all I want is to hug my mom, but to hell with her kids that she left behind. Don't worry about hugging them. Just worry about hugging your mom. And then she has to tell her mom that she's a liar and she doesn't want to do that, but don't worry about the kids you left behind. And she's so worried about being deported because all she cares about is this baby that she's carrying. But what about the kids you left behind?
Yeah, she did say that. She's like, I don't care if I get deported. It's the baby and Matt. And I was like, well, what about your kids back, you know, in Panama? Like, I mean, a lot of stuff that she says, it kind of shows her true intention.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, oh, well, I didn't do anything wrong. She's like, I came over here and I tried to make it work. And I was like, how? Like, you got here, and within a few months, you and Gino weren't sleeping together, and you weren't together anymore. Like, it definitely looks like you got here, and then when you got what you want, because Gino, he put the dates together, and he was like, around the same time I applied for her residency is around the time she was with Matt. And it's like, it coincides with each other. Like, before she knew that she could stay, she wouldn't dare, you know, do anything that would jeopardize that. But once she realized that her residency was confirmed, she was ready to have an open relationship. And it's funny because she spent one of those scenes tonight. She was like, I didn't do anything wrong. And I was like, you're sitting here pregnant in a lawyer's office with your boyfriend, who's not your husband. Like, you got to take a little responsibility and accountability.
And then she says, I'm trying to stay strong for everyone, but I'm crumbling. Who are you trying to stay strong for? Your family doesn't even know. Like, who are you staying strong for, girl? Break down. But one thing she said, and I quote, and I wrote it exactly. She says, I want to call my mom, but then I have to start with all the lies and expose myself. And what do I do? Do I just start with, hi, mom, I have a green card, but... So that was the first thought in her head, was the green card.
That was her main goal.
Yes.
And the way that she said it, she's like, I have to expose the lies. I was like, but I thought you never lied. I thought that this was all what you and Gino agreed to. I thought that you've never done anything wrong, because she kept saying, like, I didn't do anything. It just didn't work out. I wanted to fix the marriage. And then she was like, well, I got to tell her I accomplished my goal. I got my green card. But I've been lying and manipulating. And she also said that Gino was a master manipulator, which I thought was really ironic. To sit in that little in the moment interview pregnant by another man and say that your husband is the manipulator and the liar. It's just wild to me. And it just seems like she doesn't take any accountability or responsibility for her situation. It's always her crying and Gino's after me, or the world is after me, immigration's after me. I'm just an innocent bystander and all this horrible stuff happens to me. And I was like, well, you brought another person into your marriage. And the one rule, right? There was one rule that they made very clear on The Last Resort was that he would always wear protection.
Yep.
So how do you explain that you're pregnant? Because she kept saying Gino didn't follow the rules of the open marriage. Gino didn't follow the rules. What about the fact that you're pregnant? Because that was basically the only rule that he said. He said he has to wear protection. And he literally said it on the FaceTime call.
She got in the lawyer's office and she's like, so I got married. I was dating this man. I'm in Panama. And then I moved to the U.S. And then we decided on an open marriage because things weren't great. And now here I am. I'm pregnant. I mean, that was the most condensed version of bullshit I have ever heard. Like, we're just going to skip over everything else.
You leave out as much incriminating evidence as possible, right? I guess. Yeah. But it's funny because that would have been her lawyer. You're supposed to tell your lawyer the whole story. So yeah, they don't get blindsided in court.
She dumped on him, right? She could have dumped on him. He doesn't want to have sex with me. It was a loveless marriage. It was. But instead, she's like, we agreed to an open marriage. And we both picked Matt. And now I'm pregnant with this baby. And shut up. Like, I just cannot anymore.
Well, he seems to think that because they had a non-monogamous open marriage, that it's legal that she can be pregnant by someone else. And I was like, depending on what state you're in, they honor marriage to higher standards. Because I know in some states, I'm from Louisiana, and I know there's a certain type of marriage, I don't remember the name of it, where there's no divorce clause.
Right.
I don't remember the name of it now, but it's for people that are very religious. And there's no divorce clause. There's only like one or two reasons where you could divorce the person. And I think it's through domestic assault and through proven infidelity after you've done therapy.
Yep.
So even if you can prove they were cheating on you, you still can't divorce them. You have to go to therapy. And if that doesn't work, then that's the clause. So I was like, depending on, you know, what state. You know, because I guess she's in Florida now. I guess she got married in Michigan. Depending on what state your residency is in, some, especially southern states, they're very strict on certain things. They're
Regardless of what state she's in, you're a cheating whore pregnant by someone else. I don't care what state you're in. You committed adultery.
Yeah.
You are a cheating whore. Plain and simple. Now go home.
And and a lot of states don't honor open marriages. It's like you said, adultery. They're very, the laws, because I was looking it through laws and I was like, this is very outdated. Because, you know, any type of infidelity, you know, and depending on how you sign a prenup, infidelity can void your prenup. There's things that that are unexcusable. And a lot of these laws are really outdated. Because, you know, in 2025, people are doing whatever they want, but the laws haven't caught up. And I think she's under the impression. She's like, oh, it's 2025. You can have an open marriage. You can cheat on your husband. That's not a big deal. I was like, well, the laws haven't caught up with what people are doing. So just because you think it's okay, And a counselor might have told you it's okay. The judge is going to, like you said, call you a lying, cheating adulterer, and they're not going to see it your way.
Just because the TV show that you're on said it's okay. Because I don't even feel like those were real counselors. Just because the TV show you were on said it's okay. Just because the counselor is in an open marriage, she's also out there committing adultery. Whatever. I'm done. I'm with her. I had to point that out. I just can't. She makes me ill.
Well,
even her attorney was like listening, going, "What?"
Well, yeah. And it's funny because an attorney, there usually isn't anything they haven't heard before, right?
Right.
Usually, when you talk to an attorney, they're like a small amount of things surprise me these days, right? That's usually what an attorney will say. They're like, I've heard it all, I've seen it all, I've defended it all, I've dealt with it. And even the attorney was like, I've never really heard this level of complexity in an immigration case. Because she was like, you know, being married and then it not working, that's a typical standard immigration case. So like, but then you're adding another person, you're adding a baby that is not part of the marriage, but I guess by law will be recognized as part of the marriage, you know? So it was a really complex case. And even the lawyer was like, I don't even know what direction to go in with this because there's just so many different clauses and issues. And Jasmine made it clear. She just doesn't want to be deported. That's the only issue. She doesn't care about anything else. She doesn't want to go back to Panama, which I think is really interesting because she was so patriotic for Panama, right? She was wearing the flag and she has it in her bio and she talks about, but it's really weird for you to love the country, but also make sure that it's the last place you would ever have to be. That's a weird situation for me.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. Also, that's where your mom and your kids are. Go home.
Yeah. Nikki says, how long are the NDAs after the show? It depends. Sometimes they're 1 year, sometimes they're 2 years. So
there's also a certain clause in them, like sometimes it's right after the show airs. You have to be very careful. So you get a text message that tells you when you can announce that you're going to be on the show, which is why I was able to say something because I got the go ahead. And then after that, you're told what you cannot talk about, period. So there's things I still can't say. And even after the fact, you still can't, after the show airs, you still can't say things. Even if your NDA is only a year, you still can't say things if there's an opportunity for another show to happen.
Right. Like what do you call it? A sequel to that storyline.
Going from Diaries to another show, or going from Happily Ever After to the stupid counseling one, whatever that was, Last Resort. If I were on Happily Ever After, I am gonna go on the Last Resort. I can't say shit because that would ruin the next show. So for people like Jasmine, her NDA is probably like 15 years long because she's been on so many shows.
Yeah, she can't talk about production, like how it was filmed or when it was filmed. You can't talk about the timeline. And like you said, for her, since there's opportunity for other shows, then she's definitely not allowed to talk about, like, I don't think she was allowed to say she was in Florida. She's been in Florida for almost 2 years.
Right.
I don't think she was allowed to actually admit that until within the last 6 or 7 months.
Well, it's like, we all know, we've all speculated that Darcy and Stacey are going to be on, or Darcy and Georgie are going to, Darcy, Stacey, and Georgie are all going to be on Last Resort. We've all speculated that. But in this episode, she's only 50. She's actually 52 in real life. So, her
for real?
NDA, yeah.
She's 52? Get out of here. That's crazy.
So she just had her 50th birthday on the episode, but she's really 50.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they officially, I can say that Darcy and Georgie are officially on The Last Resort. I didn't hear officially that Stacey and Florian were, but you know, wherever there is Darcy, there is Stacey. So
Stacey and Florian aren't there to have help, they'll be there.
Right, right. They'll show up in some way.
He had them go to Bulgaria, and then they both show up in Connecticut. And they both, I mean, wherever one goes, the other goes. But let's talk about Mike, Dad Mike. His reaction to Darcy going, "We're thinking about moving here," and he's like, "The fuck you are." That is
Well, and I really understood where he was coming from, because he was like, "You're in your 50s. He's like, it's just best for you to and your life and your husband to be separate from mine. And I fully understand that, because he's been a dad for 50 plus years, right? He's been raising these daughters for their whole life. They've never really been on their own. It's always been him being their dad. Darcy and Stacey have the mindset of two 17-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And they've never left that mindset. And I can't imagine how exhausting that has to be for their dad, because he said,
if you come, it's a no, because if you come, your sister's following. So.
And the guys. And right? The guys. And here's another thing, because Darcy, Stacey, Flory, and Georgie, there's rumors that Darcy and Georgie aren't together, and Darcy and Stacey and Flory aren't together. I was on TikTok the other day, and they were all on live together. It was Darcy, Stacey, Florian, Georgie, and then it was Darcy, Stacey, Florian, and Aniko.
Yeah.
All talking and getting along and you know, hee-hawing together. So I just don't know what to believe when it comes to anything, because, and it did look like Georgie was in like a hotel lobby.
Right.
It looked like he was in like his own personal space. But I will say this, The Last Resort is currently filming.
Yeah.
Currently, and I know that Darcy and Georgie are currently filming, so it would make sense that he was in a hotel lobby, because they're probably sharing a room. So if you're going to go on TikTok live together, you can't be in the same room. You're going to get that feedback. So I don't know what the deal is with Stacey and Florian, because I heard that they weren't together either, but I think that they break up and get back together based on the filming schedule.
Absolutely.
And it's all for show. Like, I think the one time that Darcy said she had kicked Georgie out or whatever, they were still living together. She was posting it from the bed next to him. I think that it's all based on, you know, when they're going to be on the next show and what tea or mess they need to stir up to
get
ready.
Well, it's just like leading up to this episode, he wished her a happy birthday, happy 52nd birthday. And she went on there and was like, "Stop using my name, blah, 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 to get clout or whatever." And literally everybody came at her and they were like, "Girl, we know that you're just saying that because you're going to be on The Last Resort." Everybody said it. And then she just stopped responding because everybody said it.
Well, yeah, I think I also commented on that too. I was like, "You sent that from the bed next to him. Like, there's no way that y'all aren't together." And then when I saw them on TikTok live together battling and just talking and chilling, it's like when you're mad at people and you break up with people, you avoid them.
Yes.
Right? So if they want to join your live, you'll probably say no because you're avoiding that person because they pissed you off. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think Darcy and Stacey are great actresses and they will commit to any storyline they're given. If they need to be single for that storyline, they will pretend to be single for that storyline. If they need to be mad at you, they will pretend to be mad at you. I think that they're just amazing actresses. And it's hard to really believe anything that they say. At the end of the day, you just can't believe anything that they say because it's BS. So what do you think about Jovi saying that Yara looked different after surgery? Because at the end of the day, she does look different after surgery, but she feels like saying you look better now is implying that you were ugly in the past.
Okay. So we all know from their first season that her biggest insecurity was her looks growing up. And she's never hidden that. She's been very vocal about it. I don't think it's what he said. I think it's how he said it.
And okay.
Because the context was there. Lauren and Alex are talking about pictures and how they look the same. And Jovi's talking about how he looks the same. And they're literally pulling up high school pictures. And Jovi says, "Dude, Yara's are the worst." It's the context. So hers were the worst because she didn't look great. So everyone took it and ran with it. I don't think it was that bad, but I do think it was that bad to Yara.
I mean, okay, so you know Manon, who's on the other way, she has insecurities about her weight. So when you
Correct.
know that somebody has a very strong insecurity, you never bring it up
Right.
as a way, as a negative thing. So I think you're right. I think that yes, she does look very, very different from how she did when she was in high school. She looks
Right.
better. But knowing that her insecurity is the way she looks, like Manon's is her weight, you know, and everybody has that one thing that you just don't touch. It's just that one thing that they struggle with. I think that, yeah, the way that he said it, he was like, oh, yeah, she looked so horrible in high school, you know.
But also, the fact is they talked it out, whatever, it's over that night. And then everybody goes to the hot tub, the whole peanut gallery has to put in their two cents and come at him sideways and keep rehashing it. So then it hurts her again because now it's more embarrassing because now there's other people there that are hearing it too. And then she feels like she has to explain herself and why she hurts and blah, blah, blah. And then Jovi just, she takes off and Jovi just stays there. If Libby didn't say go get her, then he wouldn't have. But also, you shouldn't have to be told to go get your spouse. Like, if your spouse is sad, you should go check on them. But
Well, yeah.
then, like, when he does apologize, it is so insincere. He kept looking at the camera as he was apologizing, and I was just watching all of his body language, and he's such a douchebag. But she's so upset, and he says, okay, well, you stay here, I'm going to the bar. That is always his solution. He's always going to the bar.
That is true. Or the strip club, which also has a
Yep.
bar in it.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people are saying that he's giving off douchey vibes,
Very.
but she said, and there was somebody that tweeted me earlier. They were like, Jovi needs to be more sensitive to Yara because she's out of his league. Do you think
So
that?
far.
So you think that Jovi doesn't? I mean, he shouldn't be with a woman that beautiful. Do you think?
I can't say who he should or shouldn't be with as far as the way somebody looks, but I can say that if he wasn't with Yara, there would never be someone in her class looking his way.
Really? I mean, I didn't realize that Jovi was not as good looking as Yara. I always thought that they looked great as a couple, but a lot of people online are telling me that he's definitely, somebody basically said with that face, he shouldn't be with her. And I was like, what?
Yara is a 12 out of 10. Jovi is a Walmart 3 at best. And that's just because he's got good.
What?
I mean.
Wow. See, I didn't realize. I thought that they looked great together, like standing next to each other. I thought that they
It's because
complemented.
Yara compliments him. But when you look at Jovi standing there by himself, are you like, wow, he is a good looking dude? No, you're not. You're like, what the fuck is this guy wearing?
I do say that. I do say that about him, actually. And the same thing about Matt. Matt's always dressed like he just woke up. Like
Literally.
sweatpants, a shirt that doesn't fit, that has a stain on it. He always, so yeah, I do say that. When I do see Jovi, he's dressed weird and he has weird facial expressions. I have noticed that.
Always. Yep.
Yeah, I think that Yara, a lot of people don't realize that beautiful, pretty people can be insecure and have a low self-esteem too. And I think a lot of people, they misinterpret it because they're like, oh, she's pretty, she's just doing this for attention. And I was like, no, you got to understand, anorexia, body dysmorphia, any of those mental conditions, they don't discriminate. Pretty people
Right.
are not exempt from going through these issues. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't, what's up, JJ? It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you weigh. If you feel insecure about that, it's happening in here. And it doesn't
Absolutely.
matter what your face looks like, your body looks like, your boobs. None of that matters because you can't convince your mind
Right.
how to feel and what to think.
Yeah. There's just, I mean, they look great together, but that's because she compliments it. It's like if you had two crystal vases on your mantle that are just so pretty, but one's bigger and shinier. They look good together, but if you just put that single crystal vase there, it's gonna look so weird and out of shape.
Well, yeah, you're right. There are things that look great matching. Yeah, I'll call you. I got a pod after JJ, but I'll text you after that. So Brandon quit his job, and Julia and Brandon are heading to Europe for an undisclosed amount of time. So what are your thoughts? So he didn't say he took a leave of absence, because you know when you want to leave your job, you don't necessarily have to quit. You can take a certain amount of unpaid time off by law, and come back to the job that you had or a job equal to it. Necessary, like if you're a manager, you can't just abandon your job, but they'll have something equal to that when you get back. So he said he quit his job and they're going to Europe. Could possibly be a complete storyline, because remember when we were watching, I don't remember what we were watching, but at some point, Libby and Andre claimed they were moving to Moldova. It could have been this season in the beginning.
It was this season, yeah.
And now they've completely abandoned that storyline. They've never even brought it up again. Right. So it could be that Brandon and Julia are making this up. They're not actually going to Europe for a long period of time. But the idea...
They're going to Europe to sell her apartment. I think that's real life. I think in real life, they were going to Europe to sell the apartment because I think they already know Julia's pregnant there.
Oh, you think she's pregnant during the filming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, could be. It could be. And I'm very checked out of their story. They're just not interesting to me. And the dynamic between Julia and Betty is getting really repetitive and old for me as well.
Ron and Betty are killing me. Like, they need to shut the fuck up and get off my TV. I liked them in the beginning, but man, I can't stand those people.
She told Julia to go back to Russia. And I was like, that's a little racist and rude. Like, you don't tell a person who's an immigrant to go back to the country where they came from. That's rude. Absolutely. That is so rude. And it's like, you know, she gets away with a lot. Brandon won't stand up to her. And I do feel bad for Julia in that sense where she's here all alone and no one stands up for her. Brandon doesn't stand up for her. His parents attack her. She doesn't have anybody here that understands, right? She doesn't have like a friend that's also an immigrant that she's close with. She's just all by herself. So I do feel bad for her in that aspect, because at the end of the day, if Brandon takes his mom's side, she's on her own. And that's kind of how she ends up in most predicaments. He takes his mom. Remember the one episode they got into an argument and he went and stayed with his parents' house and just left?
Yeah.
Like, and that's just kind of how he treats her. Like, she's a second choice to his parents. And I don't know what that would
be
like.
Also, as parents, I don't give a shit how mad I am at my kids. I'm not leaving them without giving them a hug and a kiss goodbye. I'm going to say I love you if I'm mad or not mad. But if my kids are leaving the country, I'm not storming out and saying, I'm out. What if their plane crashed? What if? What if? What if? No. What if?
I agree with you.
I would never do that.
Wait, Kelly says it looks like she had the baby. I didn't see any Instagram posts lately. Have you seen her post lately? Did she have that baby?
I don't think so. The most recent one, she's in a white dress, I think, and looks really pregnant.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I think that if she had it, they would announce it.
Yeah.
I don't think they would wait. I think that they would announce it pretty much whenever, because we know on the show she's pregnant. Wait. Oh, Kelly said today.
Oh, let me see.
Can you tell me where you saw it? Was it a story? Because I'm curious to know, because I haven't heard anyone announce the baby arrival. So, but I don't follow Julia. So it wouldn't have popped up on my timeline. No offense. She's just kind of boring. Not my thing.
Yeah.
I saw her story today. She's sick and still pregnant. Oh, Nikki says she's still sick and still pregnant. She's definitely getting closer and closer, though, because she was very, very pregnant a couple months ago. So she's getting closer.
So she said, let's talk. Congratulate and give advice. Maybe not best, but fun for cameos. Then she posts a picture of some cough drops and a thermometer. Thought I was getting better, but my temperature has risen again.
Someone said she was in the hospital. That's scary because when you're pregnant and that far along and you're sick, that's a very scary thing. Because you're not just sick, your baby is sick. So hopefully everything is going well with her. I didn't realize she was in the hospital. That's
I didn't realize that either.
That's scary stuff, you know, because she's the longer, you know, you're farther along, the more complications and issues can arise.
So her post today, or 4 days ago, she's in a white dress. Excuse me, and it's captioned, I'm not feeling particularly well right now. I've been keeping quiet for so long about the journey I've been going through this year, going through everything on my own, not complaining, not asking for help or support because I think I'm strong, But even strong people need a warm word or just a heart to heart. Now I really want to start learning to speak up and not be afraid to appear weak.
On her own?
Yeah, and these pictures are just of her in a white dress, pregnant. But
that's weird.
The third picture does have, you can't see their head, but does have Brandon's hands around her belly.
Oh, okay. She's just being dramatic. Because I was like, what do you mean on your own? You know, like.
I know.
I can confirm that they.
On breaking up.
I can confirm that they're not on the last resort again. So
yeah.
Okay, so I can confirm a few things, actually. Tiger, Lily, and Adnan are not on the last resort.
They're not.
Surprised. Yeah, and Brandon and Julia aren't. You know, they were on already. They're not on again. And there's another couple that we were thinking. Johan and Meatball Danielle are not. Though it's being filmed in the Dominican Republic, I got word and verification that they are not present at the filming. So,
well, good.
Can we guess? Can you tell us? Well, Nikki, there's some people on there that have been gone from 90 Day for a really long time. So I don't think that you'll guess, but you can try. I mean, but there's some people who've been gone for a really long time. Oh, Jasmine and Matt are not on The Last Resort. A lot of people, we were assuming that they would be based on how things were going. There's actually a lot of the people that we assumed would be are not. And when I got the cast list, I was very surprised. I was like, this is actually good because this isn't what I expected. These aren't people whose stories are fresh that just happened that we know what's going on already. These are people that have been off the show for a really long time. One of the couples, they've probably been off the show for almost 5, 6, 7 years.
Good.
Like, so this will be all fresh information. And actually, this couple was on Diaries recently. Not recently, within the last 2 years with the cheating scandal. That's all I'm giving you. That's all I'm giving you. If you can figure it out from that, if you can figure it out from that, then you know. But if you watch Diaries and there was a cheating scandal, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's not this season. So it's that couple, and like I said, I haven't seen them or heard from them since then. Yes, yeah. Nikki, yes, you got it. So who else was on tonight? So Jasmine, Darcy.
Just all the girls of the boys that are so lame. Really not anything.
That was it. I think we covered it all. I think this was good. I think this was good.
Yeah.
We there wasn't a lot to work with, but this was an interesting episode. I think Jasmine has said a lot of incriminating things on her scenes. You know, every time she speaks, she doesn't think about how incriminating it sounds.
Well, if you think back to the tell-all when she came out and she's pregnant and everybody's like, I mean, that was literally in the middle of all this shit. And she came out just fine. She wasn't crying. She's throwing shoes, blah, blah, blah. So this is so amped up. Her and her fake tears, I just can't. Also, I'm going to send her a whole case of waterproof mascara because what the hell happened? I mean, we know she's going to cry on every damn episode. Might as well give her some mascara that's going to make it.
I mean, yeah, it's a very much a given. It's part of the storyline at this point.
I don't think there's ever been an entire episode ever in the history of Jasmine that she didn't cry.
Because victims cry, Kara. They cry. When you're a professional victim, she's a victim by trade. She has adopted this job. She's not a victim in most situations, but for her, she's always a victim. And somebody tweeted me earlier, I don't remember who it was, they said she walks around with her own chalk. You know how when they chalk a body, they're like, she's a victim. She brings her own chalk to the scene. So whatever happens, and it's like, at some point, you know, and she's got to cry. She does the water. She plays the part really well. But at the end of the day, when you listen to the situation, you're like, you're not the victim, right? Like, and especially this situation, because there's a possibility, again, the show is playing this up. This isn't real. There's a possibility that Gino could file for custody rights of this child, which why would he wouldn't?
What would be awesome? I'm so vindictive. I was literally sitting there thinking, Gino should just say, I want the baby to have my last name and just go with it.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, though, I have to think like an evil person. I was like, if he does claim any rights, then she would go back and claim for child support.
Right, but All he has to do is get, do you know how much hell it is to change a last name? It is a whole shit show that if you're not married, it's a whole shit show to change a last name. Now, I adopted three of my son's friends growing up. I raised them from childhood to adulthood. And they all wanted my last name. Mm. It is so hard to change a child's last name.
I didn't know that.
So, well, in Oregon. In Oregon. Well, maybe it's easier in Florida. I don't know. But it is really, really difficult.
It would be the most vindictive thing. To have Matt walking around with his daughter, which he knows last name.
I would just at the, do it.
At the end of the day, though, when you're a homewrecker, it's kind of the price you pay. Like, he knew that this was a married woman, and he knew the only rule in this situation was to wear protection, and he didn't follow the rules. Because he's like, oh, this is so irritating. This is so annoying, all these issues. And I was like, you put yourself in this situation. You knew that she was married. You knew the situation that this was in. You can't complain about the situation that you inserted yourself into.
Right.
Right? But
I would just do it. I'd give the baby my last name because if you know she owes you you think she owes you $75,000, you know you're never going to see a penny of that.
Never.
Make her spend the money that she has because we know she's got millions of dollars from her OnlyFans and bullshit. Make her spend her own damn money on her own attorneys and her own shit getting the baby's name changed. And all, I mean, that's going to be a lot of work. And it's nothing that's going to hurt the baby. The baby's never going to know.
True. No, you're right. So is it possible, I was thinking this because somebody said this earlier, they're like, could Gino file a civil lawsuit against her for money or when you're in a relationship that doesn't?
I think so.
Because I don't know how it works. Because somebody said no because in a marriage, you know, that you don't go tit for tat because you can't say I paid for this.
You don't go tit for tat, but you can do, like, if he truly believes this is marriage fraud and fraud of any kind, he can get pain and suffering. Like, he's been through it mentally. He's been through it physically. He's been through it emotionally. Like, he quit his job. So, I mean, he can use that. That he quit his job so that he could be there for her when she got here and blah, blah, blah. And she still stepped out. So, I mean, I think that a civil lawsuit, it could...
And civil, Karen, with civil, you need less proof. The burden of proof is less than in criminal. So, because, you know, a lot of times, like OJ, he got off criminally, but they found him liable civilly. The liability is easier to prove in civil. Because I was like, technically, she does have money. And if Gino really wanted to recover this money, he should take her ass to court.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, he should take her ass to court because at the end of the day, he has receipts. He can prove that he paid for this. But I just wasn't sure. He probably can't sue specifically for the amounts, like for the green card, for the rent. He would have to sue for, like you said, pain and suffering, distress, those type of things. Because I'm pretty sure they'll say that that was part of the marriage. Or whatever, but he did suffer emotionally and he was on a TV show, you know, and he did suffer. So I think that at the end of the day, he should try to recover as much money from her as he can because she'll never hand it to him.
I would do it because I would want to recover it too. Like, you put me through hell, I paid a fortune, and here we are.
Well, right. I think that accountability is key. And I think that as long as she gets away with what she did, she'll do it again. So right. Sometimes people have to pay the consequence for what they did, and that's how the lesson is learned. Because if you watch the show, she'll sit there and be like, I'm an innocent person, and Gino's only trying to hurt me because he's mad at me because he wanted a baby, and this baby's not his. Like, no, Gino's not mad at you because you're pregnant with Matt's baby. He's mad at you because you came over here and made him believe you wanted to be with him and you didn't. Yep. That's why he's mad at you. I'm pretty sure he's happy he's not having a baby with you because then he would be linked to you. Nice. For the rest of his life. That's not the issue. The issue is you lied. And you gave him the idea that you wanted to build a life with you when in actuality, you never wanted to build a life with him. That was never something that you wanted. And she's made it clear many times. She's like, I'm scared of divorcing him. She said, the only reason I haven't divorced him is because I'm scared of being deported. She said that last week. And I was like, does she realize that she's saying these things on TV? Because this is...
I know.
It's very incriminating to say these things. The reason why you don't want to divorce someone, the answer is because you still love them.
Yes.
So if you go to the court and say, well, I only stay with them because I didn't want to get deported, the
Yeah.
court is going to say, well, that's fraud because you know you don't love him. You're using the marriage to stay in the country. And I was like, and she's saying this on TV. But I
Yep.
guess when you got two morons, and also, did you hear Matt? Matt was like, what if she divorces Gino and marries me? And she's 7 months pregnant, by the way, Cara. So
Literally
he's just.
divorces Gino and marries me. A divorce takes so long,
Yes.
so long. And
Even
then,
uncontested takes
yeah.
forever.
Yep. And then you're just gonna run down to the courthouse and get married. And
Which,
the attorney's like, yeah, in a perfect world, that'd be great, but no.
but even on top of all that, that would be a major red flag because she just got residential status
Yep.
and then she divorces someone and marries someone like that.
Yep.
That's a red flag. They look for things like that.
Yep.
In immigration, they look for things that set off a red flag. And I guarantee you, within a few months of you getting your status, if you divorce someone and marry someone else, that's a flag. It's gonna show
Yep.
up on somebody's desk, and they're gonna have to look into that because
Yeah.
that's too convenient that you happen to have somebody that you were ready to marry right when you divorced them.
Yeah.
But and then the idea that this idiot thinks that you can get divorced in less than 2 months. I was like, who raised you? Like, what planet are you from where
Yep.
anybody can get
Also,
divorced?
this baby's almost due, and her family in Panama doesn't have a clue. And the
No.
only person that knows is his friend. So, surprise, here's your grandkid.
Yeah, his mom has no idea. Her mom has no idea. Her children have no idea. And yeah, like she said, she's like, they're gonna figure out all the lies that I've been telling. And I was like, see, that's also very interesting that you would say that you're a liar on the show because that's what Gino has been saying this whole time. You're a liar.
Yeah.
And she just admitted. Because I was like, I don't know. The lawyers should tell her to stop talking, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, any lawyer would just be like, shut up, please. You're making this
Yeah.
difficult. If we ever are going to win anything, you have to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Every time she says something, she incriminates herself worse. Because I was like, the last thing you should be doing is admitting on TV that you're a liar. Because that's
Absolutely.
Gino's whole case is built on the idea that you've been lying to him since the beginning. And not only have you been lying to him, you've been lying to your family and you just admitted it to everyone.
And let's be real, if I was an immigration attorney, I would eat, breathe, and sleep this show.
Well, that's what a lot of people say. They said that you would think the immigration department would watch this show and build cases based on the show. And I don't know if they do or not, but they said that it's so easy because all of the work, it's documented.
Right.
Everything is there with dates and you can subpoena, when this was filmed, where it was filmed, when, all of that. So the case would be so cut and dry if they
Yeah.
did. So I don't know if they do or not, but I would be very careful of what, especially if you're doing something shady.
Yeah.
If you let them film it, then there's proof of you doing something shady on TV. And all they got to do is
Absolutely.
subpoena that video and play it in front of the court and you're done. So at
Yeah.
the end of the day, we know for a fact Jasmine is still here. We know that. So we don't know the status of that immigration case or complaint. I can't say case, it's a complaint as of now,
Yeah.
which will get investigated. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, that was episode 15. There's five more episodes. I don't know what we're gonna do for five more episodes because I was like, I feel like we're kind of done. The Lauren and Libby and Yara thing is basically, I guess Yara's gonna start some shit between Libby and Lauren now. I think that's what's
Yeah.
happening next week. She's gonna kind of like what they've been just throwing each other. There's a bus that's like on continuous rotation, and each time
Yeah.
the bus comes by, one of the girls grabs the other girl and throws the other girl underneath the bus. That's
Yep.
kind of what the whole storyline has been. It's been next week, Lauren throws Libby under the bus, then Libby throws Lauren under the bus, then Yara throws Libby under the bus, and then rinse and repeat. So I
Yeah,
guess we're doing
exactly.
that. And then Georgie and Darcy. Wait, what was their preview? I can't
Their
remember.
fashion show.
Oh, yeah, they're doing another House of 11 fashion show in New York, so whatever. And
Yeah.
what was the other thing? And then we're
Brandon
gonna
and
see.
Sophia.
Wait, was it?
Brandon and Julia.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're gonna stretch this into five episodes. I checked the TV guide. We got till
Yeah,
episode
they're just
20. So I don't know
messing.
how, but tomorrow is my favorite new couple. So there's a 58-year-old stripper named Patia, and she's moving to Australia, I believe.
I can't wait to see this unfold.
To be with a 38-year-old stripper. So a stripper couple, and she's 58, and she's still stripping in Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm just saying, I don't know. I feel like this is going to be the saving grace for this season. I'm ready for it. I don't know what to expect. I know, you know, two strippers, I feel like there's going to be a lot of issues, right? I feel like there's going to be cheating, infidelity, distrust, insecurity, you know? So I'm just ready. I'm ready because I've been really bored this season. So when I saw that we get a pair of strippers.
Yeah. Is the
tell-all short? No. It's a minimal of two, but I think it's three. Don't mark my words with three, though. It might just be
two. We're going to have one whole episode for Betty and Ron.
Well, yeah, there's... And then we'll probably do Brandon, Julia, and then the Six Stooges will get their own episode. And then, honestly, Jasmine and Gino and Matt could get their own episode. There's just so much to unpack.
Yeah, there's so much.
They've had a lot of issues. So the tell-all might actually be good because if we get to see Gino face-to-face with Jasmine and Matt, like, in the same room, that might actually be entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't mind two or three episodes of them, right, going back and forth. Last time we got Jasmine in a room with somebody she didn't like, she launched a stiletto heel at them. So yeah. I'm not complaining that we get Jasmine and Gino and Matt face-to-face together.
Yeah, but because... you know, having Jasmine, Gino, and Matt, then we're going to have Dana and Michelle, and then we got to have Lindsay, and then we got to have everybody that was ever around during that time.
That's all unimportant. I just want to see them all go at each other because they've never really... The last time they were all together face-to-face, that's when Jasmine tried to beat up Natalie.
Yeah.
So every time they're all together, it's good entertainment. So I'm actually good with the tell-all. If it is two or three episodes, I'm good. As long as Jasmine throws stuff at people and they're screaming and hollering and mess, I live for that, right? Yeah. I live for that. I want to see people act a fool. So that's what we're getting. I'm ready.
Okay. Me too. I'm ready.
All right. So tomorrow, Last Resort, not Last Resort, The Other Way, and then Seeking Sister Wife. Is on. Oh, we got to talk about that drama because apparently the Teresa chick from Nick, April, and Ashley, they said that they met in 2023 or there's all type of drama. And they're saying that all these people have known each other this whole time and their whole storyline is fake. So we got to talk about that drama tomorrow. Yeah, there's like, they're saying that none of the people that they brought on the show were actually new people. These were all people that have been in their circle for a long, long time.
Yeah, so you can tell.
I mean, it makes sense because remember I told you, I was like, they seem to be the only couple that seem to do this polygamous lifestyle correctly. And that's why these aren't new relationships. I think the other couples really are trying to bring new people in and that's why it's failing. These are just people they already knew. That makes it a little easier. They know them. They know the dynamic. They know how they are as a person. They know their household. That makes it a little easier. But anyway, we're going to wrap up. It's getting late. But we'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk about some Seeking Sister Wife, and we'll talk about that Starcasm article, and there's a photo. And the photo, it's dated, and it tells you that all these people knew each other, like, in 2020 or something crazy.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you to Cara for joining. Everybody have a good... Wait, it's Columbus Day, right? Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Good Columbus Day tomorrow. Enjoy your day off, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.